This pitch grounded to second. Floyd throws to first in plenty of time. The Green Jackets, however, have not been shut out since April 12th. When they lost 1-0 to Down East in a game that featured just 5 total hits between the two teams. Since then, there's been at least one run in every game. But of course, it's hard to score runs when you don't have hits. And that's been the story so far, as Frank Smith is just outside here to Sprinkle. Sprinkle, a walk and 2 strikeouts, scored the first run of the game. The 1-0, checked his swing but went around. Franks, one of the top strikeout rates in the league. One pitch, line towards left field softly, and it's going to bloop in for a single right in front of Ethan Werkinger as Sprinkle reaches for the second time.
Third baseman, Ryan Rainbow.
Ryan Ramos next to the dish. Sprinkle stole 3 bases already this series. The pickoff throw comes to first, just forcing him back. Runners going. The pitch is popped up down the right field line. Could be trouble as it's going to drop and end up just out of play. It was playable, actually, but out of the reach, rather, of Casanova and of the first baseman, Janis. Like the awareness there by Jason Franks going to cover first base, recognizing that with the runner going, there could have been the opportunity for a double play there. Pickoff throw to first. Janis drops it. It was a little bit up and away, but no advance. The pitch taken high. Runners going. The throw to second is not in time. Floyd drops the ball. I don't think it would have been an out even if he had been able to hold on there. The 1-1, fouled off. The pitch taken outside. Big lead off of second for Sprinkle. Up to 11 stolen bases now on the year. And a perfect 4-for-4 so far this week. The pitch taken for a ball. .93 there from Frank. So a full count with a runner on second. Pickoff throw does not come to second. And that's a balk because Frank started home and then spun backwards. So advancing to third is Sprinkle. 20th balk of the season committed by a Green Jackets pitcher. Infield comes in. 3-0 is the score. Green Jackets down here and they've committed 4 errors as well. 1 away and a runner on third. The pitch fouled off. Once again, Franks readies for the 3-2. the pitch. Swung on and missed. He went around, and he gets tagged out by Diamond, but Franks battles back and gets Ramos to fan for the fourth time this series. That'll move the infield back here with Tim Elko, 1-for-3 today. The man to the plate.
First baseman, Tim Elko.
Elko takes the first pitch for a strike. Frank's ERA is inflated by a couple of rough outings, but doesn't really tell the whole story. 0-1, fouled off, it's 0-2. He's got great strikeout stuff, a fastball that is electric. He came into today with 19 strikeouts and 12 innings of work. That's already up to 20 strikeouts as he looks to finish off inning 13 of work on the season. 0-2, the count on Elko. The pitch is lined towards right field, but caught by Floyd on the line, and the side is retired. Well, the Green Jackets have three outs to try and get a hit here today, as they are looking to avoid being no hit in game one of this doubleheader. A new pitcher will be coming in for Kannapolis, who are looking for their second no-hit effort in as many weeks. Back in a moment on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HGTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Ale, yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Green Jackets looking for some sort of spark, any kind of spark here, and it's Billy Seidel who comes in to try and close out this seven-inning no-hitter. Green Jackets, no runs, no hits, four errors. They're down by three. Before they can think about putting a run on the board, they've got to figure out a way to get a base knock. Seidel makes his Carolina League leading 16th appearance as he gets set to go for the third time, rather the fourth time, against the Green Jackets. The Green Jackets will, however, have 3, 4, and 5. McCabe, Werkner, and Exposito at the dish in this bottom of the seventh inning. Again, we've got a game two coming up. First pitch scheduled right now for 6:35. But perhaps some history to take care of before then. David McCabe leads it off. McCabe 0-for-2. Well, there's going to be a lot of zeros there. McCabe takes the first pitch outside from Seidel. Seidel out of Massachusetts, went to St. Sebastian's and then pitched at Duke. His older brother is currently hitting .350 for Alabama right now in his final year of college eligibility. The pitch, line towards left. Going back to the track, Laureano. He reaches up and makes the catch at the wall. One away.
Arturo Clay, cleanup hitter, left fielder, Ethan Werkner.
Green Jackets still without a hit. Kannapolis pitched their first no-hitter in franchise history last Thursday. Ethan Werkner next up. He takes the pitch just low for a ball. The only men to reach for the Green Jackets, Exposito and Floyd. The 1-1. Misses away. Seidel used as both a reliever and a starter as this one is into left field for a base hit. And the no-hitter is broken up by Ethan Werkinger. With one away in the bottom of the seventh, the Green Jackets break it up. And that bit of history is no longer on the table. Well, with that taken care of, EJ Exposito is next to the plate. Yeah. 0 for 1, Exposito struck out looking. And he takes a breaking ball low. I've never called a no-hitter before. And I've always pictured it being for the team that I'm employed rather than the other way around. Seidel misses away here 2-0. But hey, you can only control so much, right? To a pitch, line to center, and Burke is giving it a good run down to the track, and he will make the catch for the out. That one hit deep, but to no avail.
Catcher number 27, Dawson Diamond.
The Green Jackets, by the way, have not been no-hit in franchise history as far back as the stats have been kept, going all the way back to the 2004 season. So two away, man on first. Green Jackets down 3. Snap throw coming to first, getting back just in time is Werkinger. The pitch inside to Diamond. Right now, the Green Jackets looking to avoid their second shutout of the season. This one in the zone for a strike. It'll be Adam Shoemaker, the lefty, who gets the nod in game number 2. Kanapolis will be playing for a series split. The 2-1. Outside, again, snap throw coming, working her back in time. Pitch grounded down the third base line, but foul. Fuentes in line for his third loss of the season, but in one of his better outings, in fact, arguably his best, he gives up a 2-run home run, but nothing more. Pitch here chopped up the middle. Backhanded, Camiletti can't get there. Werkinger is going to get to third, and Diamond picks himself up a base hit. So the tying run now comes to the plate in the form of Tyler Collins all of a sudden. Couple of singles here.
Tyler Collins.
Have extended the game for the time being. Tyler Collins is the only member of the Green Jackets roster who has played more than one game without a home run. It would be a good time for the first of the season here. First and third, Green Jackets down 3-0 here. In the bottom of the seventh and final frame as Collins takes a strike. The pitch gets away. Werkinger charging home. There will be no throw, and the Green Jackets avoid the shutout and pick up a run. And going to second is Diamond. It's now 3-1 Kannapolis.
Green Jackets across home plate with the first run of the game. You can find your next home with the help of Vander Morgan Realty.
The count 1-1 on Collins. Diamond on second. The Green Jackets get a run on a wild pitch. And this one's chopped foul 1-2. Couple of hits here in the bottom of the seventh. The pitch up and in. Two and two the count. This one's taken outside. 3-2. Should Collins reach, Andrew Keck is on deck. Diamond leading off of second. Green Jackets down to their final strike. 3-2 pitch inside and low ball 4. And the tying run is now aboard in the bottom of the seventh.
Designated hitter, Andrew Keck.
And that's going to bring out the pitching coach here, Blake Hickman. Seidel did have a notable moment against the Green Jackets a couple of weeks ago where he balked a couple of times, gave up a couple of walks on pitch clock violations. And we've got a pinch hitter. Jeremy Celedonio is coming in.
Fans, it's up too early to plan your July 4th celebration. Don't miss the Green Jackets take on the Myrtle Beach Pelicans on July 4th. Games open at 4:30 to get the party started. We'll have a fireworks extravaganza show presented by TexLayer. And don't forget about the fireworks.
So Jeremy Celedonio is now to the plate, replacing Andrew Keck. Celedonio is still looking for a hit this series.
Jeremy Celedonio.
He struggled a little bit at the plate, but no better time to break out. 0-for-12 with 9 strikeouts, but with prodigious power. And the outfield is playing back on the warning track in left field and deep in center and right. First pitch is a strike to Celedonio. Green Jackets down 3-1. Excellent speed in the tying runner on first base in the form of Tyler Collins. Celedonio looking to do something perhaps here. The 0-1. Fastball taken down and in. Seidel used a nice little slide step there to get that pitch off and just change up perhaps the speed of his delivery. One. Checked his swing, but it's in the zone for a strike 1-2. So once again, the Green Jackets down to their final strike. Diamond on second, and Collins with a huge lead off of first. Seidel looking to close it out, pick up another save. 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike 3, and the ball game is over. Seidel extends his league-leading save totals as the Green Jackets leave the tying run aboard after being no-hit through the first 6 and the third innings. Seidel comes in to pick up the save. It's his league-leading 8th of the season, 3 more than any other player. The final score, 3-1, Kannapolis takes victory in Game 1. Game 2 will start in about 40-45 minutes. We'll be back. We're going to leave the mic and the stream on until then. We've got to go find out what the lineups are going to look like and get those into the system properly. So back in a few moments, in about 40 minutes, 6:35 is the start time for Game 2.
Here's our WOW internet, phone, and TV. Play the game. Boy, chasing in Bermuda Triangle, and it is caught on a dive by Jair Casanova. incredible play to see. That is our wow.
Premier Networks is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA, your local trusted and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today or visit premworks.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
And it's time to announce our in guy in the game, brought to you by the Augusta IT guys at Premier Networks. Premier Networks bringing IT together. And tonight's in guy in the game is Javier Fuentes for career high with strikeouts. Congratulations, Javier. And the winner of the Apple AirPods is Bailey Dreamer. Bailey Dreamer, congratulations. Head on down to guest services to claim your free Apple AirPods. Bailey Dreamer. All right, fans, we got a little bit in between games. Great time to grab something to eat, something to drink, and here's some in-game entertainment. 6:35 will be our first pitch. 6:35, first pitch for the second game. Down the seven bridges
Yeah, they're probably not. guys so much. Republic Mind. We just released a 5-song EP. We're going to play you guys one of our originals. It's called Fluid Motion. Thank you. iTunes, Apple Music, everywhere you can find our music. Thank you guys so much. We're probably mine. We'll keep it rolling. We got about two more songs here, guys. Thank you. Street. Go check it out.
All right, job. Great job by the band. Let's have a big hand for the band today. Great job. Thank you so much for being here this afternoon. And thank you for being here this afternoon as well. Thanks for coming out Memorial Day weekend. Got a beautiful fireworks show coming up for you after our second game today. Compliments of the Blood Connection, so thanks for being here. And once again, welcome, fans of all ages, to SRP Park, home of the Augusta Green Jackets, the Carolina League Single-A affiliate of the Atlanta Braves. Tonight, your Green Jackets take on, in Game 2, the Kannapolis Cannonballers, the Single-A affiliate of the Chicago White Sox. Game 2, starting shortly. Hey, you have any questions, you want to learn more about the 2023 Great Jacket season, all of your questions can be answered at the SRP Park Guest Services booth. It's located right next to the Main Street Gate. Head over there, check out upcoming Great Jacket events, or just stop in and say hello. SRP Park is an entertainment destination that is available year-round for you and your company to host an outing. Whether it's a holiday party, lunch meeting, softball game, banquet ball, or anything in between, SRP Park will have your guests raving about the event for months after. SRP Park is built for you. To learn more about event spaces and availability, visit thesrppark.com today. And fans, make sure you show your digital game ticket at your next visit to the pizza joint and receive free garlic knots with the purchase of a small, medium, or large pizza. And Mary Mates never fails, and they never drop a ball. It's cleaning your home. Let the team at Mary Mates help with that never-ending to-do list. You know what I mean. Contact them today to request a free cleaning estimate. Mary Mates, relax. It's done. And fans, make sure you stop by our concession stand and enjoy ice-cold Coca-Cola products. What goes together better than an ice-cold Coke in a ball game? Coca-Cola, make every drop count. Hey fans, Sundays just got better. Check out Salem's Family Sundays lineup of fun. $6 kids meal with a saline hot dog, chips, and a regular Coca-Cola. Rainbow Factory is here for face painting. And kids 12 and under, don't forget, you get to run the bases following the fireworks and launch ball this evening.
Respiratory Services has been helping the CSRA relax and breathe easier for over 20 years. Pet Respiratory Services continues to be family owned and operated in our new office just off Washington Road in Martinez. We have all your home medical equipment needs, and our team of experienced healthcare professionals are here to help you 24 hours a day for equipment emergencies. When your family needs home medical equipment, turn to our family. Call us, relax, and breathe easier with Pet Respiratory Services.
Burnett Landscaping is Augusta's number one landscape design company and proud partner of the Green Jackets. Enjoy our work at the Rooftop Terrace and call us for all your outdoor needs.
The Ironwood Apartment Homes offer 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes to fit any lifestyle. With a wide range of unmatched amenities, the Ironwood provides unparalleled luxury by the river. Our apartment homes feature stainless steel appliances, granite countertops, wood-style flooring, and washers and dryers. Select homes have gorgeous river or pool views. The amenities at the Ironwood will make you never want to leave. Enjoy our resort-style saltwater pool with wet bar, dog salon, package lockers, weekly on-site fitness classes, a state-of-the-art 24/7 fitness center, and a community bike share. Visit theIronwoodApartments.com today.
All right, Pat, let's send it out to Katie for tonight's ceremonial first pitches.
Thanks, Scott. We have first for our ceremonial first pitches. We have Avery, whenever you're ready, Avery. Next, we have Blue Hayes here, whenever you're ready, Blue. Up next, we have Coach David Saunders, Columbia County White Sox champions, whenever you're ready. We want to give a big thank you and shout out to our sponsors for this evening, The Blood Connection. Now up to the plate to throw tonight's first pitch for The Blood Connection, president of Carolina Ale House, James Williams. Carolina Ale House partnered with TBC to host Blood Connection last month and collect 100 blood donations at South Carolina, North Carolina, and Georgia locations. By joining forces, TBC and Carolina Ale House helped save up to 1,500 lives. James encourages everyone to give blood or host a blood drive just like they did. One blood donation can save up to 3 lives. Sign up to donate blood by visiting thebloodconnection.org/donate and make sure to visit your local Carolina Ale House for lunch or dinner this week. All right, James, let's see it.
It's Esther. Thank you, James. Thank you for everyone from the Blood Connection. And Pets, here's the umpires brought to you by Kicks 99 for the second game of the doubleheader tonight. Michael Corbett is behind the plate, and on the bases, Chris Jenke. And out here's the starting lineups. Here's the starting lineup for tonight's second game for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Leading off, shortstop number 5, Jordan Sprinkle. Benny second. Third baseman, number 27, Bryson Bullets. And fans, joining our manager at the plate for tonight's plate meeting is our Go Minis mini manager of the game, Brielle Stewart. Allow Go Minis to minimize your worries and maximize your scores for your next move or large project. Kids 12 and under can be entered for the chance to join Manager Cody and another Green Jackets game and be our mini manager of the game. Scan the QR code or check out page 11 in your game day program to sign up. And now let's continue on with the Kannapolis Cannonballers starting lineup. We'll start over. Shortstop leading off, number 5, Jordan Sprinkle. Benny second, third baseman, number 27, Bryson Willits. Benny third, first baseman, number 30, Tim Elko, who will be our Miller Lite batter of the game. He strikes out. 16 outs, Miller Lite drafts. $3 for the rest of that inning. Benny fourth, left fielder, number 7, Logan Glass. Benny fifth, designated hitter, number 32, Janiker Betancourt. Benny sixth, doing the catching, number 45, Luis Pineda. Benny sixth, 97th, left fielder, number 16, Gianbel Laureano. Benny 8th, the right fielder, number 10, Drake Logan. And Benny 9th, the second baseman, number 1, Wilmer Sanchez. Starting pitcher for the Cannonballers, number 1, Wilmer Sanchez. Correction, starting pitcher for the Cannonballers, number 23, Manuel Velos. now, here's the starting lineup for your Augusta Green Jackets. Leading off, left fielder number 14, Zaire Casanova. Batting second, first baseman number 55, Justin Chattis. Batting third, designated hitter number 25, Ethan Workiner. Batting fourth, Arturo Clean, cleanup hitter, center fielder, Bryson Worrell. Batting fifth, doing the catching, number 46, Nick Pardo. Batting sixth, the shortstop, number 2, E.J. Exposito. Batting seventh, the right fielder, number 26, Jeremy Celedonio. Batting eighth, the third baseman, number 15, Francisco Floyd. And batting ninth, the second base, number 1, Alexander Ten. And the starting pitcher for the Great Jackets, left-hander number 18, Adam Shoemaker. And now, ladies and gentlemen, would you please rise, gentlemen, kindly remove your caps, as we honor America with the singing of God Bless America.
Today. So starting at first pitch of the first game at 4 o'clock, we're going to have a few lingering showers here, but we'll start to clear out and temperatures nice in those 60s, upper 60s as a matter of fact. That will continue throughout the 6 o'clock hour. We'll start to see even more clearing, and by 8 o'clock, we'll see mostly clear skies, temperatures there in those mid-60s, so we'll have nice, clear, comfortable temperatures for that mega Memorial Day fireworks show after the game. Yeah, game and those fireworks, and go Green Jackets.
All right, it's now time for the Sobey Pro Bowls. Play ball, get in the game.
All right, game two, ready to get started. We have Jordan here. We need those two words. Play ball.
Sobey Pro Bowls is your source for all custom branded apparel and merchandise. Sobey Pro Bowls provides creative, high quality promotional items that will leave a lasting impression. Reach out to Sobey Pro Bowls today to get started.
Discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Welcome back to SRP Park. Time for game number two between the Green Jackets and Cannonballers. Adam Shoemaker on the mound delivers a first pitch strike, and we are underway. Green Jackets dropped game one by a score of 3-1. They got a couple of hits and a run in the bottom of the seventh, but could not push home the tying run. The 0-1 pitch here from Shoemaker down and in. The Green Jackets fell to 22-22. Kannapolis improved to 23-20 and playing for a series victory on the line. Green Jackets won three of the first five games. Kannapolis can salvage a split should they win today's second contest. Adam Shoemaker, the 6'6 lefty out of Ontario, has a 1-2 count here. And the pitch is flied to right. As rolling over towards the foul line and making the catch is Jeremy Celedonio in fair territory for the out as we are underway. Nick Clarno is behind the plate here in game two with Francisco Floyd shifting from second to third. EJ Exposito is at short. Alexander Ten is at second base, making his second appearance with the Green Jackets, and Justin Janis reprises his role at first base as Bryce Willits is the next to the plate. Willits got the first game off, each team making a couple of changes from their game one lineup and using all active players on the lineup across both games, as is customary on these doubleheaders. The 1-0 to Willits is in the zone for a strike from Shoemaker, the lanky lefty, 6 feet 6 inches tall, drafted out of high school, was initially committed to St. John's, but then ended up signing instead as Shoemaker misses wide here to Willits as the crowd has continued to file in here, again, just a little bit past when the first game was expected to begin, or rather, the nine-inning game was expected to begin had there not been the weather this past week that forced this doubleheader. Green Jackets are playing their 10th game as part of a doubleheader this season, which is three more than the next closest team in the league. The pitch here, taken just up by Willits. The outfield for the Green Jackets in this game, by the way, Castanova in left, Bryson Worrell in center, where he played much of his college career with ECU, and Celedonio in right. Payoff pitch is lying towards left field. Castanova backing up to the track, and it is gone. Just sneaks out over the yellow line in left center field, and for the second game today, the second batter for Kannapolis has gone deep. It's 1-0 Cannonballers. Bryce Willits ends up with home run number 6 of the season, his second of the series.
First baseman,
in game one, it was Brian Ramos who homered in the second at bat of the game. Last game, the early game today, was the first game of the series where the team that scored first ended up winning the game. Tim Elko next to bat. He'll line this one towards the alley in right center field, but Celedonio moves to his left to make the catch. These two teams have been home run heavy against each other in particular. Kannapolis has now hit 11 homers against the Green Jackets. The Green Jackets have hit 15 against the Cannonballers. The Green Jackets lead the Carolina League in long balls with 36, five more than the next closest team. Logan Glass batting cleanup is next up. No one on, two away, and he pops the pitch up sky high right around the pitcher's mound. The third baseman Floyd calling for it, but he will give way to EJ Exposito, who makes the catch to retire the side. Well, a couple of fly balls, in fact, four of them. One of them leaves the yard. We'll keep it here as we head to the bottom of inning number one. We score Kannapolis up 1-0. And we'll give you a look at the Green Jackets lineup here in this second game of the doubleheader. Jair Casanova leads off. Justin Janis bats second. Ethan Werkinger, who leads the team with 11 hits against Kannapolis, bats third. Bryson Worrell, playing in his third game in the series, is batting cleanup today, while Nick Clarno, who batted cleanup on Thursday night and hit a two-run homer, bats fifth. EJ Exposito is in the sixth spot, while Jeremy Celedonio, looking to snap a little 0-for-13, bats 7th. Francisco Floyd, who walked in game number 1 today, bats 8th. And Alexander Ten, who made his affiliated baseball debut on Thursday night, bats 9th. The pitcher in this one for Kannapolis is Manuel Veloz, who is getting his third crack at the Green Jackets. The Green Jackets have hit him pretty well so far this season. They've gotten 6 hits and 4 runs off them, only striking out 4 times. And he makes his first start of the season in what appears to be something of a bullpen game here for Kannapolis in the second game of this doubleheader. Kannapolis is playing the rare Monday evening game in minor league baseball as they are returning home for a fireworks show and a game tomorrow evening. Then they get Tuesday off instead of the traditional Monday off. So it appears they will go with some bullpen arms. It's very possible that we see the new arm they added to their roster as well, Ethan Hammerberg, who was just called up yesterday from the Arizona Complex League. So leading off is Jair Casanova, and he got this month started on a high note against Kannapolis, as he has gone 10 for 33 against the Cannonballers. Second most hits on the team. He has raised his average. He hit below 200 in the month of April and is still hitting over 300, not just 308, but 308 in the month of May, with a 741 OPS and 19 runs batted in this month as well. 1-0 pitch, chopped toward short, a high chopper, fielded on a nice backhand, and the throw on to first is in time. Lovely play there by Jordan Sprinkle, who made that one look easy.
First baseman, Justin Chenis.
Sprinkle plays at shortstop here with Willits at third. Luis Pineda is behind the plate. The second baseman is Sanchez. And Elko plays at first as Janis slices the first pitch, fouling out of play. Outfield from left to right, Laureano, Glass, and Logan. Janis again fouls it off, same pitch, same place. The Green Jackets have outscored Kannapolis coming into this game, 60-44, make it now 60-45. It's 1-0 Kannapolis here, the 0-2. Taken high and wide. The Green Jackets lead the season series 8-3 and are looking to make it possibly 9-3 after this game. 1-2 again, slice foul down the left field line. Janis hitting .279, second on the team in average, launched his second homer of the season on Friday night in the eighth inning, a three-run shot that landed in the Savannah River. 1-2, breaking ball taken for a ball. Ethan Werkinger on deck. 2-2. Line foul off the underside of the protective roof over there by the Murphy Auto Group Lounge. The count remains 2-2. Janis sees a lot of pitches. Very good at working counts. And he will take this one low for ball three. Didn't miss by much, but Janis spits on the changeup down in the zone, and it's 3-2. Payoff pitch, grounded up the middle. Ranging to the left is Sanchez. He fields it and throws to first for the out.
Designated hitter, Ethan Werkinger.
Ethan Werkinger next to the plate. It appears that Francisco Diaz is the man coaching third here in game two of this doubleheader, and David McCabe is the man in the first base coach's box. Ethan Werkinger next to the plate. No one on, two away. And he takes a ball up and away. Werkinger broke up the no-hitter in the first game. The Green Jackets had one away in the bottom of the seventh before they got their first hit. And he actually scored the only run of the game. He singled and then advanced to third on Dawson Diamond's single and then scored on a wild pitch. Takes the ball here. It's 2-0. This one misses down and away as well. The home plate umpire, and this one Michael Corbett with the first base umpire, Chris Jenke. Velo's on the mound, delivers the 3-0. It's popped up, might be playable, drifts towards the netting, and it drops in just out of the reach of the sliding Pineda, who nearly made a spectacular grab. Velo's comes into this game with a record of 3-0, 4.01 ERA. He has pitched 24 innings this season in his seven outings, which means he's been used primarily as a long reliever, middle relief man. He's gone between 3 and 4 innings in each of his outings so far. 3-1, checked his swing, and it's high ball 4. So Werkinger works his way aboard, something he is quite adept at, and that'll bring up Bryson Worrell.
Number 32, our Dura Clay cleanup hitter, Bryson Worrell.
Bryson Worrell, his ECU team was defeated in the championship game of the American Athletic Conference tournament this afternoon by the Tulane Green Wave, but they will be in the field of 64 without a doubt. And the first pitch to Worrell taken for a strike. He played 5 years there in ECU, and had a great conversation with him before the game the other day just about why he chose the college route. working her on first, the 0-1, taken outside 1-1. He said that the college route really helped him prepare and develop mentally. He talked about the maturity that you get being in a college locker room. And there are valid reasons for those who pursue professional baseball to sign on the earlier side, and also valid reasons for those who wait. This one misses up and away. He also mentioned how he fell in love with the weight room. He learned how to get stronger, and it also didn't hurt that he was a health science and kinesiology major as well. The 2-1 here fouled off. The moral of the story, too, is everyone finds their own path eventually. And Worrell got to play fairly close to his hometown as well. 2-2 here with Workinger on first and two away. And the pitch taken high. The count goes full. Kannapolis is wearing their red jerseys for the first time this series. They had worn their blue in the previous five games. Green Jackets in their Warrior Wednesday greens here on the final game before Memorial Day. 3-2 pitch poked foul off the end of the bat out of play on the left field line. Worrell has reached in the last six games. He's stolen six bases over that time as well. He's also showcased his arm on a couple of times from right field. Today he plays in center for the first time with the Green Jackets. Workinger will be going with the pitch. The 3-2. Breaking ball swung on and missed. So the Green Jackets get a walk, and they work up the pitch count a little bit here on the lows. But that retires the side. We head to the top of the second inning with Adam Shoemaker coming back out to the mound. It is 1-0 Kannapolis, the Green Jackets Radio Network and Valley Live.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip, socks and shoes. They complete each other. And with WOW, you get the ultimate pair. Right now, save $30 a month when you bundle extra reliable internet and WOW TV Plus. And on select packages, get a free modem and up to two free WOW TV Plus boxes for a year. Call 833-WOW-SALE today.
WOW.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price-lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Back here Lady for Nile. Inning number two. As Adam Shoemaker back out to the mound, and he will deal with Jonaker Betancourt leading it off here. The DH today, used as the third catcher primarily on this roster, also will play the occasional first base. Hitting 231, and he'll take this one just a bit low. Nick Clarno behind the plate, getting his third game of action on the season. As this one is in for a strike 2-1. Dawson Diamond and Nick Clarno have both surpassed the 20-game mark now for games caught. Diamond has caught one more game than Clarno. That one misses high from Shoemaker. Three, one popped foul off the handle of the bat, and it's 3-2. Shoemaker out of Cambridge, Ontario, Canada. In part of the greater Toronto area, the GTA as it's called, and the pitch line foul again. And the 3-2 taken up and away. So Betancourt is aboard to lead off this frame. And that'll bring up Luis Pineda. Pineda homered in his first at-bat on Friday night off of Owen Murphy.
Catcher number 45, Luis Pineda.
Had a good conversation with Owen Murphy as well, just talking about that outing on Friday night, where he struck out a career-high 7 over 4 innings. Shoemaker delivers a strike here. Murphy said that he was confident that it was his best start of the year by how he was feeling. He gave up 2 solo home runs, but he's been adamant, and I think it's true, that solo shots don't kill you. They don't kill you at any level of baseball. And he struck out 7. He missed a lot of bats. And one of the homers that he gave up was on a pitch that might not have needed to happen in a different universe, where a pitch was called a ball. It could have been a strike 3 that ended the at-bat to Pineda. Pitch here taken high. And it's been really impressive just to hear how Murphy will dissect his outings. Just an ultra-competitive player. And like a number of pitchers and a number of athletes, can pretty much pinpoint individual moments that happened quite some time ago. His ability to break down stuff pitch by pitch is just really, really impressive and very cool to see for someone who won't even turn 20 until after this season is over. Baseball is such a cerebral sport. Two and two here on Pineda. The pitch, checked his swing. It's in at the belt for a called third strike. First strikeout of the day for Shoemaker, and there's one away. It's like Yogi Berra always said, baseball's 90% mental and the other half is physical.
Left fielder, Soriano.
Genabio Laureano is next to the dish. One away, one on here in the top of the second. This is a 7-inning game. Game 2 of a 7-inning doubleheader. Pitch called a ball. It's 2-0. Green Jackets coming into this game are 6-5 at home in the month of May. Swung on and missed. In the month of May, the Green Jackets are 15-9, 6 games above 500. They finished the month of April with a record of 7-13 and have more than doubled their win total here in the second month of the year. They've been playing some real good baseball. The 2-1, taken outside 3-1. Three-one pitch, swung on and missed. Got him to chase, and it's 3-2. Pickoff throw comes over to first. Betancourt didn't have all that big a lead. Shoemaker comes into today. 0-1, a 2.77 ERA. And this one is going to end up in strike 3, as going around is Laureano. So back-to-back strikeouts for Shoemaker. And that'll bring up Drake Logan. Score is 1-0 Kannapolis here in the top of inning number 2.
Right fielder, Drake Logan.
First pitch here fouled off by Logan. Shoemaker, just 20 years of age. He won't turn 21 until August of this year. Out of St. Benedict's High School in Cambridge, Ontario. Made a couple of appearances here in Augusta last year as a 19-year-old, and Also spent some time in the Florida Complex League, the 0-1. Swung on and missed 0-2. The Florida Complex League will begin play a week from today, I believe, or a week, rather, in the next week. I think the first games down there begin on June 5th. 0-2. Swung on and missed, strike three. So Shoemaker strikes out the side after issuing the leadoff walk. And he strands Betancourt at first with a trio of Ks. At the bottom of the second we go, it'll be Clarno, Exposito, and Celedonia when we come back on the Green Jackets Radio Network and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Premier Networks provide cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Back here for the second inning, bottom of inning number two.
Go to greenjacketsbaseball.com to nominate them today. Back up to you guys.
It's a good time to talk about the Green Jackets in the month of May here in the, well, I guess the third to last game in the month of May. They will play two games. They'll play Charleston on the 30th and 31st, Tuesday and Wednesday. The Green Jackets really struggled at the plate in the month of April, but since then, in the month of May, the Green Jackets have turned things around almost completely 180 degrees. They lead the league in home runs. They're third in OPS as Clarno drops this one into left center field, dropping fast, and it's going to fall for a base hit as Sprinklehead is back to home plate, and it will just drop in there. A little Carolina League single to kick off the second inning. EJ Exposito next to the plate. The Green Jackets, third in OPS in the league, sixth in on-base percentage, fourth in total bases. They've drawn the fourth most walks in the league, and even though the strikeout totals remain elevated, they're still top of the league in strikeouts. It's not by all that much anymore. And it's possible that with a couple of good games, from a discipline perspective, they will move off of the number one spot there as well. It's been a great turnaround in this month, and a couple of three-game win streaks and a four-game win streak as well. 0-1, check swing foul. Exposito went 1-for-2 against Veloz. Clarno has tried to steal before this season, and he stole a good number of bags in college at Lenoir Ryan. The 0-2 pitch, fouled off. Pineda has thrown out one Green Jackets runner this series. Elsewhere, Myrtle Beach has just completed a six-game sweep over Fayetteville. Fayetteville has now lost eight games in a row. The 0-2. Line towards right field, dropping fast in for a base hit. The right fielder Logan cuts it off, and Clarno holds up at second, but back-to-back singles here have put two ducks on the pond with no one out in the bottom of the second. The six-game sweep is incredibly rare. And when you think about how many win streaks in Major League Baseball are six games long, and it's not all that many. And you think about the fact that when teams see each other, you know, that fourth, fifth, and sixth game, you're likely seeing some arms who you've seen already in that series. It's a statistical improbability, but Myrtle Beach, after taking 3 of 7 from the Green Jackets last week, have been red hot, and they are closing in on league leaders Columbia. 1-0 to Celedonio, fouled off, and it's 1-1. Jersey. Celedonio, 6 homers, 21 runs batted in. A big three true outcomes kind of player. Watching him hit in batting practice is just a thing of beauty. He takes this one down and in at the back leg, 2-1. Unsurprisingly, his numbers are tremendous when ahead in the count. And the more pitches he sees, the better the outcome of the at-bat tends to be as he takes this one up and in for ball three. So a hitter's count here, 2 aboard. Green Jackets down 1-0 in the bottom of the second here on this Sunday evening. A little bit chillier, perhaps, than some would have expected in the low 60s. The 3-1 pitch. Breaking ball inside, ball four. Celedonio did a good job not to chase. And now the bases are loaded with no one out for Francisco Floyd. Clarno goes to third, Expo to second. And Celedonio goes to first. Francisco Floyd batting in the 8th spot here in game 2. He batted in the 9th spot in game 1. He went 0 for 1 in game 1 with a walk. Infield at double play depth here. The first pitch to Floyd gets the zone. The 0-1 taken at the bottom of the zone for a strike. With the bases loaded so far this season, Floyd is 0-for-1, just his second at bat with runners in scoring position. With the bases loaded, with runners in scoring position, 1-for-20. The 0-2 taken up and away, 1-2. Floyd, a very hard player to double up as well, with excellent speed. Someone who really has fun out there on the field. The 1-2. Breaking ball grounded towards third. Fielded to second for one. No throw to first. And it's going to be an RBI fielder's choice for Francisco Floyd. Puts the ball in play. Gets the run home. And we're all tied up at one apiece. Clarno scores from third as Exposito heads to third. Celedonio is eliminated on the force out at second. So the Green Jackets have runners on the corners now with one away. For Alexander Ten, went 1-for-3 in his Green Jackets debut on Thursday night. Just called up from the Florida Complex League earlier this week. The switch hitting shortstop has a chance for his first affiliated RBI here. He flies this one to shallow left field. It's dropping quickly as coming in to play it is Laureano. He will throw in, and it's cut off by Willits. No chance for the sacrifice fly, as holding up at third, and probably wisely so, is Exposito. So now two away for Jair Casanova. Casanova had that 18-game on-base streak snapped in the first game today, going 0-for-3 with two strikeouts. 19 runs batted in, tied for the league lead in this month of May. And a chance maybe for some more. First and third are all tied up at one. Runners going for second. It's lined into the alley in right center field for a base hit. One run is in to score. They are going to put the brakes on for Floyd as the throw comes in and is dropped. And Floyd's going to score because he was heads up with his base running. Casanova puts the ball in play, drives in a pair, and the Green Jackets put up a 3-spot here in the bottom of the second and take a 3-0 lead. Excellent base running by Francisco Floyd. Started off that at-bat on first base, got to third on the hit from Casanova, and once he saw the cutoff throw got bobbled by Sanchez, the cutoff man, he put his head down and kept running. And it's not the first time he's made a very heads-up base-running play like that either this season. He scored a run earlier this year on an infield fly, a dropped pop-up on the infield fly rule. Casanova only gets credited with the one RBI. They rule a throwing error by the right fielder, Drake Logan, that scores Francisco Floyd. He does get credit for driving in Exposito. It's his 20th run batted into the month. And Janis lines this one down the right field line. It is a foul ball. It lands right next to the bullpen bench of Kannapolis. So Casanova eager to get started with another on-base streak of his own. 0-1 the count to Janis. And this one's chopped towards the left side of the infield, and it's through for a base hit. Got right between the glove of the third baseman Willits and the shortstop Sprinkle. So the fourth hit of the inning, and the hit parade continues as Ethan Werkinger will be next to the dish. Casanova stopped at second. Janis is aboard at first with his eighth hit against the Cannonballers.
Designated hitter Ethan Werkinger.
So first and second with two away. Green Jackets have scored three runs already in this frame. First pitch taken outside for a ball. Casanova's on second. Janis is on first. Casanova got his first stolen base of the season against the Cannonballers 20 days ago today. The 1-0. Lined foul towards the Easy Go picnic patio in right field. And this is much more similar to the Green Jackets offense that we had seen prior to game one in this series. 1-1, breaking ball, tipped foul, and off the inside of the thigh of the catcher Pineda. That's a sore spot, not one that you can really wear protection on. And it's 1-2. First and second, two away. 1-2 pitch, grounded up the middle. The shortstop fields and takes to the bag himself, just beating Janis to the spot. And Sprinkle will get there in time to retire the side, but eight men bat for the Green Jackets, and three of them come in to score. And the Green Jackets are playing with a lead for the first time on this beautiful Sunday. 3-1 Augusta, top of the third when we come back on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you're looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Top of the third here in North Augusta. Green Jackets now on top, 3-1. Shoemaker back out to the mound. He will have 9-1-2. Two up here in the third inning. Shoemaker making his eighth appearance of the year. This is his fifth start. One of his relief appearances came against Kannapolis.
Leading off for the Cannonballers, second baseman Wilmer Sanchez.
Wilmer Sanchez leads it off. The nine man batting 188. Coming into today, lefties have had an almost impossible time with Shoemaker as Sanchez misses on the bunt and pulls it back in time to take a ball. Lefties have just four hits in nine innings against Shoemaker, hitting 154. The 1-0. Cut on and missed, 1-1. Righties have had a bit more success coming into today, hitting 304, but just the one lefty in the lineup, Willits, today, as this one's popped up and out of play. And Willits was able to poke that home run out in inning number one. Both homers Shoemaker's allowed this year have been to lefties. But Shoemaker's induced a lot of soft contact today and over the course of the season. The pitch, swung on and missed. Blew him away with a heater there and make it four consecutive strikeouts for Shoemaker as the lineup card flips over for Jordan Sprinkle.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Shortstop Jordan Sprinkle.
So Sprinkle takes the first pitch for a strike. There's a lot to like about Shoemaker's delivery. Lefty pitching is always in high demand. As the son of a left-handed pitcher myself, hard to disagree with that. That one misses wide of the mark, 1-1. The 1-1 pitch, caught on and missed. Just gunned that fastball in there. One, two. Taken that time. Low and away. Shoemaker in the low to mid-90s with a fastball. And the off-speed stuff about 10 miles an hour slower than that. The 2-2. Line towards right field, but foul. When the Green Jackets return from Charleston next week, they will be sticking around in North Augusta for quite some time. A 12-game homestand. 2-2. Taken just low. The count goes full. The first of two-week homestands of the season. The Green Jackets will have the Myrtle Beach Pelicans for a week, followed up by the Carolina Mudcats, the Carolina League affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers. 3-2 pitch taken in the dirt, and Sprinkle is aboard. The Green Jackets will not visit Zebulon, North Carolina this year, where the Mudcats are located, but they will host Carolina for a week. And Carolina currently leads the Carolina League North with a record of 24-18 going into today. Stepping in is Bryce Willits, who takes a ball. Sprinkle has stolen four bases this series, and he is off the bag at first, being held on intently by Justin Janis. And the pickoff throw comes over. Nick Clarno behind the plate still leads the Carolina League in eliminating base stealers. He's thrown out 44% of those who have tried to steal against him, although he has been credited as well with a couple of caught stealings on pickoff moves. 1-0, swung on and missed. He's talking to him about his defense, and he was quick to mention that he thinks that his real numbers are actually slightly worse than what they say online, and he says that he's still working to get better. He's not satisfied with where his numbers are at, and the runner's going. It's taken. The throw to second. Not in time. He just got his left hand in there to the bag. It was very, very close, and it looks like Sprinkle had a pretty good jump there as well. So stolen base number 12 of the season for Sprinkle. Every game this series in which he has reached, which is now 5 of 6, he has come away with a stolen base. Nick Clarno is not quiet about the fact that his defense is really one of his calling cards. He loves the fact that he gets on base a lot. He was talking to me the other day about his new approach at the plate as well, just mentally, how he's tweaked things up a little bit this year as he takes a mound visit here. 1-2, taken outside, 2-2. Clarno homered on Thursday night to tie the game at 2, rather Friday night to tie the game at 2. Two-two pitch. Waved at and missed. So Shoemaker picks up another strikeout. That means the last five batters who he has sent down have all been retired on the strikeout.
First baseman Tim Dunkel, our Miller Lite batter of the game. He strikes out, 16-ounce Miller Lite grass, or $3 for the rest of the year.
Shoemaker has now struck out 10 batters in his last 7 innings of work. His 5 strikeouts already today has tied him for a season high. He's got Tim Elko now with a runner on second and two away. Green Jackets up 3-1 here in the third inning. The first pitch to Elko caught on and missed. Elko was the Carolina League Player of the Month in the month of April, hitting .350 in the first month of the year. He'll take a ball here, 1-1. Coming into game one today, Elko still led the Carolina League in homers with 9, second in RBIs with 35. Samuel Basalo of Delmarva surpassed him this last week, the 1-1. Ooh, taken just outside. And it's 2-1. Sprinkle off of second being loosely held on by 10. And a 2-1. Tipped foul towards the Green Jackets dugout. We're getting close to one of the best times of the year, and that's College World Series time. The softball College World Series already in action, and the baseball World Series getting set to have their official field announced later. 2-2. Line towards left field, coming in to make the catch is Casanova, who grabs it about waist high to retire the side. A couple of walks in the last two innings, but 5 strikeouts for Adam Shoemaker. And we head to the bottom of the third. Green Jackets on top, 3-1. And we come back.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HDTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Ale, yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
The game. We'll have our Blood Connection fireworks show. We'll have kids around the bases, launching all you need and all kinds of fun stuff. Coming up after the game today. Leading off, our current play cleanup in our center fielder, Bryson Worrell.
Back here for the bottom of the third, Bryson Worrell set to lead it off. Nick Clarno and EJ Exposito, the other two batters, due up this half inning. Mentioned that Worrell's ECU got eliminated in the championship games. He lines the first pitch foul here towards the bullpen. ECU 45-17 this season. And a program that's looking to do some damage in Omaha. The 0-1 taken up and away. An interesting note while we're here. The last game these two teams will play this season, the 1-1 taken on the outside corner for strike 1-2. Green Jackets manager Cody Gabella, son of longtime baseball person Jim Gabella, 1-2 cut on and missed. Good breaking ball on the inside corner there. And Patrick Leyland, the manager of the Kannapolis Cannonballers, is the son of longtime major league or, you know, baseball person. As well. His dad, Jim Leyland, now a special assistant to the Tigers, but famously was the manager of the Marlins for one season when they won the World Series in 97 and then left because he wanted the team to spend more, and that wasn't sort of what was going on there. But he was a longtime manager with the Tigers as well, and those two actually had their paths crossed, but not in a way that you would expect. So manager Cody Gabella and manager Patrick Leyland, according to Cody Gabella's mom, Cindy, they used to play together at the ballpark when they were both really young. This one's popped up by Clarno over towards the first baseman. Elko awaits and makes the catch, two away.
Shortstop, BJ Exposito.
They once played together in a bullpen. They played trucks together when they were kids. So the baseball world is a small one, as is the case with many parts of the world. But just a nice story about how, you know, neither of them remember it, having talked to both of them, but maybe they got their path started at a younger age than they would anticipate. And it's also possible that they played against each other at some showcases as well. Both were drafted and played in and around the minor league system. 2-0 to Expo, who takes ball three. Exposito has worked a ton of walks so far this series. The count is 3-0. Up in the bullpen is Ethan Hammerberg, the former OSU Buckeye. 3-0 pitch, grooved in for a strike. The pitch swung on and missed, and the count goes full. And the pitch drilled to left field, way, way up, and way, way out of here. Off the Phoenix printing sign in left center field. And Exposito gets his second homer of the series, salutes the bullpen, and crosses home plate as he puts the Green Jackets on top 4-1. His fourth homer of the season was drilled 400 feet to left center field. Drove in three the other night and homered, and now gets his second in a couple of days. 99 miles an hour off the bat, 392 feet there. Got a 3-2 count and got the pitch that he wanted. 21st RBI of the season for EJ Exposito. He ties Jair Casanova. David McCabe currently leads the Green Jackets with 25 runs batted in, but now three players, including the man at the plate now, Jeremy Celedonio, tied at 21. Celedonio will foul this one off. He took a walk back in the second. One brought back into the zone by the catcher Pineda. Exposito, just homered, has also had a very good month of May as Celedonio takes strike three and the side is retired. The Green Jackets add on one more. We'll keep it here. Why not? It's the second game of this doubleheader. We've all heard these ads enough times by now, I think. Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night hearing some of the ads. Just because, you know, you hear him 10 times a day. But EJ Exposito, up to 21 runs batted in now. Taking a look at his month of May, now hitting 245 with 11 runs batted in this month. Exposito started off the season on a tear. He drove in 5 runs on the opening game of the season, which is still the single season, rather the single game high for the Green Jackets this year.
And enter code MADGJ to win your free reward. Redeemable only at the Augusta Edmonton Grove Town location. Chicken salad chick, made fresh every day.
So the Green Jackets are up now 4-1 heading into the top of inning number 3. Inning number 4. It'll be Glass, Betancourt, and Pineda, the three who are due up in this half inning for Shoemaker. His next strikeout will set a season high for him in a single game. Looking back at his line from last year, 5 was his maximum in Augusta. He struck out 5 against Columbia on the third game of the year. So his 6th strikeout will actually be his season high. He also managed a couple of 5 strikeout games down in the FCL last year as well. So Didier Fuentes, who got the start in game 1 today, struck out a career high 6. Shoemaker looking to potentially do the same. Glass is set to lead it off. He popped out to end the first inning. 1 run, 1 hit, and an error for Kannapolis. As Shoemaker delivers a strike, an arm begins to stretch out for the Green Jackets in the bullpen. The 0-1, cut on and missed. Looks like possibly Starlin Rodriguez, although having a hard time making it out with these green jerseys from this far away. Got to invest in some binoculars at some point, I think. 0-2 here to Glass. The pitch. Waved at and missed strike 3. As around the horn they go, it's the 6th strikeout, a new career high for Adam Shoemaker. And there's one away here in the 4th. Jonicker Betancourt next to the plate. He takes a fastball for a strike. 92 miles an hour there. The 0-1. This is just inside. 1-1. Good crowd here. Bundling up a little bit as the sun drops behind the clouds. The 1-1 pitch taken for a ball, 2-1. Betancourt walked back in the 2nd. As a ball comes onto the field from the berm in left center field. Shoemaker through 3 1/3 innings of work, 58 pitches, 6 strikeouts. The 1 run he allowed came on his only hit allowed. 2-1. Inside, 3-1. He's walked 2 so far and gave up that solo home run, but otherwise it's been a game free of runners on the base path as this one misses just outside. And it's the 3rd walk of the day here.
Catcher, Luis Pineda.
As Betancourt has reached twice. So runner on first with 1 away as Pineda, who struck out looking, is next to the dish. Pineda, 3 homers, 12 runs batted in, 15 hits this season, and he's produced a lot of runs with them as this one is cut on and missed. Pineda, 6-1, 2-10, similar numbers to Troy Klaunch, and those two have done the lion's share of the catching work this season for Kannapolis. The pitch swung on and missed. It's now 0-2. Sometimes you just get the sense that a pitcher is really in a groove, and it's really delightful to watch. Shoemaker not using anything close to the full pitch clock and just really letting it fly out there, and it's a delight to see. Looking for potentially another punch out here with a runner on first and an 0-2 count. The pitch popped up, out of play, over the netting, and it's going to land on the roof here. There it is. The Green Jackets head on the road to take on Charleston this coming week with games Tuesday through Sunday. Charleston and Augusta split the first series of the year between the two teams, 3 games apiece. The pitch grounded towards 3rd, backhanded by Floyd to 2nd for 1, on to 1st, got him! 5-4-3, around the horn they go. And a beautifully executed double play retires the side in the 4th. 1 walk, but no one left after that double play. And we head to the bottom of the 4th. Green Jackets on top by a score of 4-1.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. GreenJacketsBaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions,
and, of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
We are back here in North Augusta for the bottom of inning number four. And for the second time this series, we've got a debut on the mound. Coming in relief of Manuel Velez is former Ohio State Buckeye Ethan Hammerberg, wearing number 31, 6 feet 5 inches tall, out of Upper Arlington, Ohio. Pitched in the Cape Cod League last summer and was drafted in the 20th round by the Chicago White Sox. Always awesome to see players making their debuts. He pitched 6 innings last year in the complex and only allowed 1 hit, no runs, with some tremendous strikeout numbers as well. Floyd leads it off and takes a big swing and a miss as Hammerberg gets strike one. Played summer ball for Bo Jackson Elite, one of the well-known club teams. The 0-1, cut and miss on a high fastball. The 0-2 pitch to Floyd. Swing and a miss, strike three. A three-pitch strikeout, not a bad way to begin your affiliated career for Ethan Hammerberg out of Ohio State University. Alexander 10 is next to the dish. He flew out to left with runners on first and third back in the second. Hope Chris and Sue Hammerberg, or if they're not here in person, hope they're watching along. As 10 steps in and takes a strike on the outside corner. Hammerberg, aside from having a tremendous pitcher's frame, also has just an absolutely outstanding pitcher's name. The 0-1, caught on and missed. You think about it, you know, some pitchers, you hear their name and you think, yeah, that's a pitcher right there, especially for relievers, I think, with the likes of, you think of Jonathan Papelbon, you know that guy is a pitcher. Or Clay Buchholz, that's a pitcher's name. Hammerberg, tremendous pitcher's name. And he's looked pretty good so far, 5 pitches, 5 strikes. The 0-2, taken up and away. Ball there as Hammerberg, also the rare player who bats left and throws right and ended up as just a pitcher. For whatever that's worth. No one on here, one away, bottom of the fourth. Jackets up 4-1. The pitch, breaking ball, taken at the back foot. Played for the Hyannis Harbor Hawks in the Cape League last summer. 2-0 with an ERA of 1.93 and a whip of 1.2. Also played with Duluth, the Huskies. 10 drives this one to center field. Glass gets turned around. He locates the ball at the very last moment to make the catch. He spun 2 different directions there to end up making that catch. And that's one of those at-bats where just a process thing, because 10 got the good contact that he was looking for there. And unlucky that one didn't drop in. So 2 away now for Casanova. Drove home a run back in the second. How important, by the way, are those summer ball leagues? Those wood bat collegiate leagues, whether it be the Cape Cod Baseball League or the Northwest League. It's a chance for players to get action against elite competition. The 1-0, breaking ball taken high, 2-0. You also have leagues like the Coastal Plains League or California Winter League, or, you know, it goes on and on and on. The NECBL, the Futures League. There are so many great leagues out there for college athletes to get their reps up, as Casanova can't hold up here and goes around. It's 2-1. And those kind of leagues really instill a love of the game and prepare players well for the grind of the minor league season. 2-1 pitch swung on and missed, 2-2. You're playing, you know, the Northwest League, for example, plays 72 games in the span of 2.5 months, which is the most baseball many players will have played in a short stretch of time like that. 2-2 pitch, swung on and missed with a breaking ball, and he goes down on strikes, a couple of strikeouts in a 1-2-3 inning for Ethan Hammerberg in his affiliated baseball debut. We go to the top of inning number 5, new pitcher coming out for Augusta. We'll tell you all about it when we come back.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorks.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
We've got a pitching change here in North Augusta for the top of the 5th inning. Starlin Rodriguez comes in to make his second appearance of the series in relief of Adam Shoemaker. The final line on Shoemaker is a good one. 4 innings of work, 1 hit, 1 run, 3 walks, 6 strikeouts, a career high. Rodriguez picked up the win in his first outing with the Green Jackets this season earlier this week. Some news from Gwinnett earlier this weekend. As Chad Pinder has retired. Was a longtime member of the Oakland A's, hit 62 home runs, and had a pretty good line with Gwinnett in a couple of weeks there, but he believes that he wants to go into coaching. The 2-0 pitch here is in for a strike. Richmond, Virginia native. Is Pinder? And he was able to single in his last at-bat in the top of the 9th yesterday. The count's 3-1 here on Laureano. Breaking ball in for a strike, 3-2. Speaking of the Oakland A's, they're in a little bit of a slump right now of their own, although I think slump is putting it mildly. 3-2. Inside. And that's ball 4. I don't think Laureano realized that was actually the 4th ball of the at-bat. Feel a little bit bad for Mark Kotze, the manager of the A's, given a thankless job right now. Was briefly a member of the Boston Red Sox when I was a kid growing up in 2008. Also a member of the Braves, actually, in 2008 as well. But has been given a tough task with trying to lead a team that is constructed a little bit differently than perhaps how he would envision. 0-1 pitch, line towards right field and through for a base hit. Going over to cut it off is Celedonio. And heading into second with a slide is Drake Logan. as Laureano, after walking, gets to third.
Second baseman, number one, Wilmer Sanchez.
So that'll bring up Wilmer Sanchez, struck out in the third. Mark Kotze, by the way, when he was with the Braves, hit the first cycle in 20 years. This pitch grounded to third, no advance from either runner. Nice play by Floyd to look back. The runner to his left, Laureano, and it's a one-pitch ground out, and there's one away.
Shortstop, Jordan Sprinkle.
Kotze was acquired by the Red Sox, I think, because Mike Lowell got injured and was out for the entire 08 season. But that's just a fun memory from back in the day growing up. Baseball is one of the best sports to sort of sit around and remember some old timers. Not even old timers, but just because of the nature of the game. 162 game season, you get a lot of players that make their debuts for teams. The 0-1 is taken inside 1-1. Mike Lowell was a big part of that World Series win for the Red Sox in 07 after coming over from the Marlins with Josh Beckett. And then he got injured, and Kotze briefly became my favorite infielder for a season growing up. This pitch poked to center field off the end of the bat. Worrell going back. He will make the catch. They're going to send both runners here. The throw comes into third. It is just behind the runner, and it actually goes off the face of Logan as he popped up from his slide. So it's a sacrifice fly for Sprinkle as he picks up his 13th run batted into the year. It's now 4-2. Laureano scores, and Logan takes third. Landon Harper is up and warming for the Green Jackets here. Two away, with Willits at the plate. Runner on third. Infield heavily shifted for the left-handed hitting Bryce Willits, who takes a ball. Willits a homer and a strikeout so far. 4-2 the score. The pitch taken up high. Line towards right field sharply, slicing foul. It nearly had home run distance, but would have been below that yellow line on the Tax Slayer Terrace had it not gone to the east side of that foul pole down the line and right. Lights are on here at SRP Park. 4-2 the score. The top of the fifth. Two away. The 2-1. Breaking ball in for a strike 2-2. Good placement there on that off-speed pitch. Infield and outfield both shifted over to the right. 2-2 pitch taken outside 3-2. Harper warming in the bullpen was limited to just one inning of action on Thursday night. He stranded the bases loaded in that one. 3-2, popped up in foul territory. Clarno sheds the mask. He's heading to the backstop, and he makes the catch with about a foot of room to spare. And Rodriguez is able to get through that inning, allowing just the one run. He strands Logan at third, and we head to the bottom of inning number five. Green Jackets on top, 4-2 on the Green Jackets Radio Network in Valley Live.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Well, a sort of mitigated seventh inning stretch. We're in the bottom of inning number five, but of course there was no seventh inning stretch in the first game of the seven inning doubleheaders. Hammerberg remains on the mound here for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. It is now 4-2 the score as we hit the bottom of the fifth. The Green Jackets will have 2, 3, and 4 due up. Janice Werkinger and Bryson Worrell.
The Green Jackets first baseman, Justin Janis.
The 3 to the plate. The Green Jackets have performed pretty well at the plate against the Cannonballers as a whole this season. Obviously, they have a record of 8-3 against them going into today's game. But they have hit 232 against Kannapolis and held the Cannonballers to just 213. As Janis lines this one to center field, and it's caught on a trot by Glass. The Green Jackets have also benefited a little bit from the splits of this Kannapolis lineup. A lot of teams in the Carolina League are very lefty heavy at the plate. Kannapolis has featured no more than three men who have batted out of the left-hand batter's box against them this year, and that includes a switch hitter. And the Green Jackets have, at varying points and times this season, had no more than two or three left-handed arms on the roster at the time. Hayden Harris struck out six batters in a row against this team, and he's now in Rome. Adam Shoemaker struck out six today, as this one swung on and missed by Werkinger, 1-1. When you've got a right-hand heavy staff going up against righties, it, by the numbers, you're expected to have just a slight little benefit there of the math. Fouled off here, 1-2 for EQ, hitting 252. Nearly got home run number 6 back in game number 1. He flew out to the warning track in deep left field. 1-2 pitch. Grounded up the third baseline, but foul. Werkinger was a basketball player as well in his middle school and early high school days, and then focused just on baseball. The 1-2, breaking ball, backed him off, 2-2. Two and two the count, the pitch, taken in the dirty. Thought about offering there and looked it off. During his time in high school, also played with Spencer Jones, one of the top prospects in the Yankees organization. He's drawn comparisons to, well, Aaron Judge, and it's hard to measure up there. 3-2 pitch swung on and missed, as down on strikes goes Werkinger, but Spencer Jones in High A Hudson Valley. Seven homers, 28 runs batted in. Likely because he is 6'6", 225. I think that's the nature of those comparisons, but it's neither here nor there. So that'll bring up Bryson Worrell, 0-2, a pair of strikeouts in this one. And he will take the first pitch off speed for a strike. Looking to keep that six-game on-base streak alive. Had a great game in the middle of last week's series with Myrtle Beach, where he singled, doubled, and tripled in order and finished just a home run shy for the cycle. And the Green Jackets had a big lead when he came up for the final time in the eighth inning of that game, and he certainly was swinging for that home run, and frankly, who could blame him? Down in the count here, 0-2, as Hammerberg already with three strikeouts here in his five batters faced, looking to retire the side in order once again. 0-2 pitch, cut on and missed, late to a fastball there. So how about this for an affiliated baseball debut for Ethan Hammerberg? Six batters up, six batters down, with four of them going down via the strikeout. We head to the sixth inning with Landon Harper coming into the game from the pen. Back with more in a moment at the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip, socks and shoes. They complete each other. And with WOW, you get the ultimate pair. Right now, save $30 a month when you bundle extra reliable internet and WOW TV Plus. And on select packages, get a free modem and up to two free WOW TV Plus boxes for a year. Call 833-WOW-SALE today.
WOW.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price-lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
We have a pitching change here. Rodriguez is done after one inning of work. We'll give you his final line, as he was the second pitcher used in this game by the Green Jackets. He goes an inning, gives up one hit on one run. He also walks one, no strikeouts. And into the game next is Landon Harper. Harper has had some good success against Kannapolis this season. He has held the Cannonballers to four hits. They're 4-for-22 against him. They do have one home run, but that came from Brooks Baldwin, and he is not in the lineup today. He has struck out 9 of the 22 batters he has faced. Harper, 3-2, a 3.86 ERA. First pitch ground ball just past the sliding fin by Tim Elko. And he's aboard with a leadoff single. Harper, 22 years of age, out of Southern Mississippi, a program that has a new head coach going into next year, a coach who actually worked with Harper on the staff when he was there. First pitch, cut on and missed. It's 0-1. 14th rounder in last year's draft, was the last of the draft picks to sign in that 20-person class. Remarkably, the Braves signed all 20 draft picks, which is a testament to the scouting and recruitment to get those deals done. And not every team can boast that. Harper has had some real good numbers this year. 28 innings of work coming into today, 27 strikeouts, a whip of below 1. 0-1, rather, the 1-1, the 0-2 pitch, excuse me, called third strike on the inside part of the plate. As Glass didn't like that call, it's his second strikeout of the day. The Green Jackets as a pitching staff have really excelled at putting away Kannapolis on strikes over the course of the 12 games between these two teams. Kannapolis had struck out 27 times more than the Green Jackets in games between the two of them. And so far today, Kannapolis has already fanned now 7 times. First pitch here, in for a strike to Betancourt. 2 walks for him today. Runner on first, 1 away. 4-2 the score in the top of the sixth. The 0-1, breaking ball, popped foul and out of play. Harper last time out gave up one hit and walked 2, but stranded all 3 of them aboard. Did not allow a run. 0-2 pitch, breaking ball taken outside for a ball. Harper picked up a win against Kannapolis earlier this year when he went 3 innings of work. He pitched the 8th, 9th, and 10th in the game where the Green Jackets ended up scoring 6 runs in the top of the 10th. 1-2 pitch, popped up down the right field line, drifting over is Janis in the foul territory. but it will land seven rows deep, actually caught in the sweet level. Elko not being held on at first here by Janice, who is guarding the line. The 1-2, taken in the dirt, blocked well by Klarna. Slid across on his knees, hockey goalie style there to block that one. The Green Jackets bullpen is the fourth best in the league by team ERA coming into today. 2-2 pitch, swung on and missed. Back-to-back strikeouts for Harper. And there's two away. The Green Jackets bullpen has a whip of 1.24, just 2 points behind Columbia and 3 points behind Carolina for the best in the league. Their team ERA is 4.04. And the first pitch here to Pineda, flown into right center field, going over to center fielder Worrell, and he will make the catch, cutting across in front of Celedonia for the out that retires the side. A leadoff single, and then three straight men sent down. To the bottom of the sixth we go. The Green Jackets will have Klarna, Exposito, and Celedonio coming up. Up 4-2 here in North Augusta.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet, like super fast, extra reliable Internet 100 from WOW for just $19.99 a month. Choose your perfect plan today at WOWWay.com. And for a limited time, sign up for our fastest speed to get $300 on us.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing, subject to change, terms and fees apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price-lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switch2wowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Playing off from the Green Jackets, catcher Nick Leto.
Nick Klarna steps in to lead it off. He'll be going up against a new pitcher here. Eric Adler, the former Wake Forest Demon Deacon, is on the mound. He pitched on Tuesday night and went an inning, gave up two hits, and struck out two, making appearance number six on the year. As a pitcher is up and warming in the Green Jackets bullpen, it looks like Elliston Joseph, who would be trying to notch his second save of the series. The one out of Klarna, taken for a strike. Klarna so far today, 1-2 with a single and a run. The pitch swung on and missed. Adler out of Melbourne, Florida. No record, a 1.93 ERA. 10 strikeouts and 4 2/3 innings of work make it 11 as he gets Klarna looking here on the outside corner.
Shortstop, EJ Exposito.
That'll bring up EJ Exposito having an excellent game, a single and a homer. He scored two of the Green Jackets' four runs and got home run number four of the season in his last at bat. The pitch is taken just low at 94. just a little bit past 8 p.m. here. Might have to wait around a little bit for the fireworks show here, just how fast these two games have been. This game is only an hour and 40 minutes old, not even an hour and 30 minutes old, and it's still a little bit too light right now. The two teams combined for 9 hits in game one, 8 hits in game two. 1-2 pitch, taken to the bottom of the zone, called strike three. Nearly the exact same pitch that got Clarno in the previous at-bat. So back-to-back strikeouts here make it 4 straight men retired on strikes.
Right fielder Jeremy Salantonio.
As the Green Jackets are looking to break a string of 9 men sent down. In fact, Exposito's home run in the third was the last time they reached base as Jeremy Celedonio steps in. A ball comes loose from the Green Jackets bullpen and actually rolls right in front of home plate. First pitch, chopped foul. One taken down low. Whole field now in shade. You can still see some of the pink clouds from the sunset over center field. The next time the Green Jackets are home, it may very well be about 30 degrees warmer than it is today. This pitch has popped foul, and a couple of players will give it a look, but it'll go in towards the stands. One and two on Celedonio. Now tied with Exposito for the team lead and runs batted in. Four behind David McCabe. The pitch taken just outside. Celedonio and Exposito knocking on the door of the top 10 in the Carolina League for RBIs. McCabe at 25. 3 behind the trio of players tied for third. Tim Elko was in first and is now in second with 35. 2-2 pitch fouled off the mask of the catcher there, as that might have rung his bell a little bit. McCabe, after his 4 homers in 3 games, has climbed up all of these tables with extra base hits, total bases, home runs, slugging, OPS, you name it. The 2-2 grounded just foul. And McCabe and Casanova have now combined for 39 runs batted in this month. Just some remarkable production. 2-2. Swung on and missed as Celedonio goes down on strikes. And Adler comes in and strikes out the side. 5 straight strikeouts for the Green Jackets. Coming into the game here in the top of the 7th is Ellison Joseph as he looks to pick up another save. Back in a moment on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Provide cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's premworx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
We've got our calls to the bullpen here in the top of inning number 7. Harper goes an inning as we get you his final line. Harper goes an inning of work, gives up one hit, and strikes out 2. And that will bring Ellison Joseph into the game here with a 2-run lead. In fact, he came into the game the other day with a 4-2 lead, did allow one run to score, but then stranded the tying run on first base and picked up yet another save. Looking at the Carolina League save leaderboards, he is currently tied for third with 4. Billy Seidel, who picked up the save in game 1, leads the league with 8. Joseph, should he secure the save here, would tie Adrian Rodriguez and McKeon of Columbia for second. 1-0 the count on Laureano. And this one is in for a strike. 7, 8, and 9. Laureano, Logan, and Sanchez are the 3 due up to the plate this half inning. Green Jackets up 4-2. And the pitch lined foul here to make it 1-2. Mentioned the Green Jackets' record in doubleheaders this year. Coming into this game, it is not great. They were 1-8 in doubleheader games. And their one win came in extra innings playing as the road team. As this one's chopped up the middle. High chopper, 10, fields it and throws to first. Janis keeps his foot down for the out. Looking to pick up a split here, they would win the series.
Not many, Craig Logan.
Before heading out to Charleston, as the month of May draws to a close. First pitch here, taken high. Next one misses just a little bit inside. Looking at strikeout rates around the league, Joseph has one of the highest in the Carolina League. Coming in today, 22 strikeouts and 16 and a third innings of work, and he finds his own here. It's 2-1. And he hasn't given up a whole lot of hits either. A whip of 1.16, a 116 whip, but that's inflated by 11 walks as this one gets the top of the zone 2-2. Only 8 hits on the year in 16 and a third innings, but that's why the stat is walks and hits for innings pitched. But tantalizing stuff out there on the mound. The 2-2 taken outside, not by much, and the count goes full. Green Jackets in game 1 today were no hit through 6 1/3 innings and got a run home on a couple of hits. 3-2, cut on and miss, strike 3. But game 2 has been anything but game 1. They've scored 3 runs in the second and another run in the third and have taken a 4-2 lead here into the top of the 7th. 2 away as Joseph looks to lock down the win. Green Jackets looking to move a game over 500 once again as Sanchez takes a ball just outside. Batters are hitting just 132 off of Joseph this year. Pitch taken in the zone for a strike 1-1. The pitch, cut on and missed. Annapolis down to their final strike here. Joseph winds and fires. The pitch taken high, 2-2. And the 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike 3, and the ball game is over. The Green Jackets take the series 4-2. They split the doubleheader. Joseph ties his career high with his fifth save of the season. He is now a perfect 5-for-5 in save opportunities. The Green Jackets improve to 23-22, one game above 500, as that brings us to our Easy Go post-game show here on the Green Jackets Radio Network. The Green Jackets win 4 of the 6 games this series. They take the season series with Kannapolis 9-3. And that does it for the season series. The Green Jackets will not face the Cannonballers until next season. We'll wait to see the assigned winners and losers. It'll likely be Rodriguez, who picks up his second win in as many outings as he worked the fifth inning today. Adam Shoemaker went 4 innings, striking out 6, a career high. Harper will pick up a hold. He pitched a scoreless 6th inning. And Ellison Joseph locked down the save as he picked up 2 strikeouts and sent down the side in order and was able to secure the victory for the Green Jackets. 2 runs, 3 hits, an error for Kannapolis. 4 runs, 5 hits, and an error for the Green Jackets. Our player of the game will be EJ Exposito, presented by the IT Guys Premier Networks, the local, trusted, and official IT partners of the Green Jackets. Exposito, 2 for 3 with 2 runs. He also launched his second homer of the series and drove in that run in inning number 3. Jair Casanova drove home another run today as well. He went 1 for 3, improving to 20 runs batted in the month of May. The win in this one will go to Landon Harper. He improves to 4-2. Manuel Veloz picks up the loss, his first of the season. He falls to 3-1, and Ellison Joseph locks down save number 5. The Green Jackets, 23-22, are just half game behind Kannapolis going into their next series. Kannapolis will take on Fayetteville, who have lost 8 consecutive games at home this upcoming week. The Green Jackets will be back in action on Tuesday as they get set to take on the Charleston River Dogs for 6 games. Game time, 7:05, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, as well as Friday of this coming week. On Saturday, the Green Jackets will be playing at 6:05 against Charleston, and Sunday's game is an early evening one, 5:05, the start time in Charleston. When the Green Jackets return home, they will be taking on the Myrtle Beach Pelicans for the 13th through 18th time this year. The season series tied exactly 6 games apiece between those two. And then they'll welcome in the Carolina Mudcats, who no longer have Jackson Churio, a player who hit almost 500 against the Green Jackets last year. He is in Double-A Biloxi, but they will be taking on the Carolina Mudcats for the six only games that those two teams will play this season. That'll do it for us here on this lovely Sunday evening. The Green Jackets win this game in 1 hour and 35 minutes as they take the series 4-2 and the season series 9-3. 4-2 the final. We'll talk to you from Tuesday in Columbia, in Charleston, South Carolina. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you next time.